I just told you that all options are on the table.
I have said repeatedly, and I will say today, we are not taking any options off the table.
Rest assured, we will take no options off the table.
No options off the table means I'm considering all options.
Can you tell us exactly what those options might be?
No.
صبح ساعت 8 من خانم می بردم یه جا، ازش پرسیدم که مصطفی کجاست، گفت اینجاست، گفتن یه تماس بگیر باش ببین اگه وقت داره بریم ببین.
بهش گفتم امروز چه کاری کجا میری؟ گفت دو سه تا جلسه دارم. گفتم میتونم ببینم؟ گفت حتما مامان جون. گفتم که همیشه خودش ساعت رو معین میکرد ولی من اون روز معین کردم. گفتم ساعت 11 خوبه؟ گفت خوبه، ولی قبل از اومدن حتما با هم تماس بگیر که معطل نشید.
چیزی که از ایشون یادم که در رو بست، یعنی ایشون همیشه در رو میبست، من مطمئن میشدم رفتن، آسانسور رو میزد میرفت پایین، بعد که خب من خیالم راحت میشد که خب ایشون رفته.
زنگ زدم خونم، خواهرم گوشه برداشت، بعد گفت زود بیا خونه، یه اتفاق بدی افتاده.
در وسطیم از بالا سراسیما آمد و گریه کنان. گفتم چیه بابا، چی شده؟ گفت طرف های سید حنان بمبگذاری شده و داداشی اونجاست.
دفعه دلشوره منو گرفت که به موبایلشون زنگ زدم و ایشون داشت گریه میکرد و من مطمئن شدم مصطفی شهید شده.
بلوش ساعت 8:12 بود، من از اون روز موبایلم خاموش کردم به خاطر اینکه کسی دیگه بهم زنگ نزنه من اون ساعت رو گم کنم. اگه میدونستم این آخرین تماس همه هیچ وقت قد نمیکرد.
بعد وارد خونه شدم دیدم همه دارن گریه میکنن. بعد خانمش اومد جلو، گفتم چی شده؟ گفت شهید شده. بازم باور نکردم تا اینکه خانم دکتر شهریاری رو دیدم که اونجا نشسته، گفت من اولیش بودم. اینو که گفتن دیگه فهمیدم چی شده.
اینو الان نمیگم، اینو آقا مصطفی خودش شاهده. بهش گفتم مطمئنم شما شهید میشه، ولی نمیدونستم انقدر زود.
somebody is killing Iranian nuclear scientists. Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan murdered along with his driver in broad daylight in Tehran traffic.
One of Iran's top nuclear scientists has been killed in a car bombing in the capital Tehran.
Two motorcyclists tracked the car through Tehran's morning rush hour, lobbing a magnetic bomb right at Roshan. A mission that seemed right out of a spy thriller like Syriana.
It has all the earmarks of an Israeli operation, very sophisticated, very particular, and very effective.
People are killing Iranian nuclear scientists in a very clear pattern. Sir, who do you think is behind it?
We believe that these terrorist attacks are supported by some elements in the, especially within the Israeli regime, as well as some quarters around the world.
And what about Israel? What reaction today?
You know, Diane, we've been looking for responses from Israel all day, and where did we find it? Facebook, with the Israeli Defense Force spokesman saying, I don't know who settled the score with the Iranian scientists, but I am certainly not shedding a tear, not exactly a denial there.
دیدم یه صدای تم 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 بعد گفتم صدای چیه نکنه باید کنه که چیزی تیه کیده
وارد کوچه که شدیم من یه نفر آدم پارکینگ دیدم جلو نفر دوم پشت در حقیقت توی کوچه پشتی پارکینگ ما ایستاده بود شروع کرد به تیراندازی و همسرم پشت سرم تیراندازی میکرد همسرم افتاد سمت من
Nuclear scientist Dariush Reza Nejad was assassinated on the 23rd of July 2011. On the afternoon he died, his wife and five-year-old daughter were in the car with him. He was 32.
صبح مثل روزای دیگه بود. دو روز قبلش من احساس داشتم که یه اتفاقی داره میفته. حاج خانم با من اومدن سوار ماشین شدن. موتورسیکلت دیدم یعنی دو نفر راکب بودن موتور سوار که سیاه پوشیده بودن
احساس کردم که چیزی خورد به ماشین
یه نفرشون ظاهراً حالا یا دستش خورد یا سعی کرده طرح فریب برمون پیاده بکنه به آینه ماشین زده اون که ترک نشسته بود به سمت من سرشو برگردون یه جوری مثلا دستشو بالا آورد که مثلا دستم خورده فوری تا این دستشو دیدم یه نگاه کردم بمبو دیدم
همون موقع همسرم با یه حالت برف روخته
به آج خانم گفتم که بپر پایین تو این فاصله یادم میاد تو ذهنم گفتم خدای وقت اضافه یه دفعه انفجار انجام شد و
لرزش شدیدی پیش اومد ایشون البته از صورتش یعنی خدا رحم کرده بود اینجاش ترکش خورده بود تو گونه‌هاش ترکش خورده بود دستش کاملا تا مدتی از کار افتاده بود.
سر پای مداوا شد، این مشکل خاصی مشاهده نمیشد.
Feridun Abbasi was attacked on the 29th of November 2010 on his way to the university where he taught nuclear physics. The 53-year-old survived the attack and is now head of Iran's Atomic Energy Agency. He says the fact that Iranian scientists are asked to give so much personal information when they travel speaks volumes in itself.
وقتی در جاهای مثل فرودگاه‌ها، در هتل‌ها، جای شناخته شده، اینا میان و خودشون هم معرفی می‌کنن.
There are people who introduce themselves by false names at known places like airports and hotels. They gather information about our projects, our communications, our children, the floor our room is on, and if we have guards or not.
اتاقمون طبقه چندم محافظ داریم نداریم، اینا برای چی داره جمع‌آوری میشه؟ حتماً.
What is their purpose? Certainly assassination.
حذفی متوسل بشه.
On the same day and at almost exactly the same time, another assassination attack was being launched on the other side of town. 40-year-old Majid Shahriari was the target. He and his wife were on their way to the university where they both taught when a bomb was attached to their car. Shahriari was killed, his wife survived, but with serious injuries. She still bears the scars of that day. She says before the attack, they had received many death threats.
We lived an ordinary life. We couldn't lock ourselves in and stay at home. This is what they want, for us to stay home and do nothing. We did act with caution, but we never locked ourselves in. We used to travel and visit friends and relatives.
On the 1st of January 2011, Majid Jamali Fashi was arrested for being involved in the assassination of one of Iran's top nuclear scientists.
صبح زودش من بلند شدم و طبق همون مراحلی که آموزش دیده بودیم به انبار رفتم. یه سری کارا باید روی اون جعبه انجام میدادم، روی بمب انجام میدادم برای آماده کردنش.
دکتر اومدن اینجا، غذا رو از من گرفتن و رفتن به سمت ماشینشون.
موتور از خونه خارج کردم و رسیدم به محلی که باید تماس میگرفتم.
ماشینشون اینجا پارک بود، یه پژوی سبز رنگ 405 بود. بعد اومدن اینجا بند کفششون رو سفت کردن و یه چرخ توی حیاط زدن و قشنگ خونه رو یه نگاه کردن.
وارد کوچه شدم و خلوتم بود، هیچ کس تردد نداشت.
اومدن سوار ماشینشون شدم، برای بار دوم از من خداحافظی کردن.
موتور رو تو پیاده رو بردم و پارک کردم جلوی در خونه.
در رو چه بستم صدای انفجار رو شنیدم. شیشه های اینجا همینجور رو سر من داشت بریخت.
من گفتن که عملیات انجام شده، شما وسایلی که داری رو از بین ببر و برو.
با دو تا دستم سر ایشون رو بلند کردم به سمت خودم، کشوندم گذاشتم سرش رو روی سینم. یهو دیدم که این بر سرش کاملا خالیه.
In the last 2 years, there have been 5 assassination attacks targeting Iranian nuclear scientists in Iran. 4 were successful and 1 failed. The number of attacks and the way they were launched show a trend. So what entity or entities are responsible for these attacks?
عمده این ترورها ناشی از
The majority of these assassinations are the result of a conspiracy between the U.S. and the Israeli regime. This has been documented and will present the documents at a competent court.
Maximum covert operations to block and disrupt the Iranian program, including taking out their scientists, including breaking up their systems, all of it covertly, all of it deniable. Second, maximum coordination with the Israelis in a way which allows them to maximize their impact in Iran. Third, absolute strategic program comparable to what President Reagan, Pope John Paul II, and Margaret Thatcher did to the Soviet Union, of every possible aspect short of war, of breaking the regime and bringing it down.
Majid Jamali Fashi, arrested for the first assassination, says he was flown from Azerbaijan to Israel for training.
They showed me an Israeli passport which had an entry mark in it as if I had traveled to Azerbaijan. I was supposed to leave Azerbaijan with that passport. The passport had my photo. The name of the passport holder was Ram Soleimani, and Tel Aviv was his place of birth.
Mark Perry is an American intelligence and foreign affairs analyst based in Washington.
These are sophisticated operations. They're not suicide bombings. The most recent incident was a magnetic bomb, so I would say it's clear that it was an outside intelligence agency. And Leon Panetta, our Secretary of Defense, has said he has a pretty good idea of who did it, and I think he was hinting that it was the Israelis.
Iran has been threatened and sanctioned over its nuclear energy program. 5 assassination attacks have been launched on Iranian nuclear scientists, and now the drums of war can be heard coming from the West. So are the countries pressuring Iran really worried about Iran having nuclear power, or is the problem something else?
Get more on this now from RT's Peter Oliver. Peter, what exactly did Vladimir Putin say?
Well, he was really addressing his standpoint on key foreign policy issues. Iran was also on the lips of the Prime Minister. For a few years now, we've seen criticism of Russia's decision to build a nuclear power plant in Iran. Vladimir Putin saying this, The allegations that Iran was developing nuclear weapons was being used as an excuse to try and initiate regime change in the country.
Public perception is very important in all this. To take such drastic steps against another country, the nations involved have to be geared up to accept such an event. Iran's nuclear energy program has been the center of a lot of Western media attention for the last 15 years. It's been labeled a nuclear weapons program, and Israeli director Alex Trayman has made a documentary called Iranium to brand that label on the public psyche.
Ronald Reagan helped a lot with the collapse of the Soviet Union by calling them an evil empire and saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
It's very much in the interests of the people of Iran, as well as all of Iran's neighbors and us, for us to do everything humanly possible to get this regime to collapse before it gets a nuclear weapon.
2 + 2 = 4. Israel feels threatened by Iran. It said it would do anything to protect its country. Unlike the United States, the Mossad does not have a prohibition against assassination. Clearly, they want to be able to react to the Iranian threat in any manner they can, up to and including assassinations.
Israel has kept quiet over the assassination of Iranian scientists, But the US, Israel's staunch supporter, has been quite vocal about the whole thing. US presidential candidates say if that's what it takes, so be it.
You have to take whatever steps are necessary to break its capacity to have a nuclear weapon.
And it appears obvious to me that the administration is doing little to nothing. Now, I'm hopeful that some of the things we're seeing with respect to the nuclear program that the United States is involved with, which is, on occasion, scientists working on the nuclear program in Iran turn up dead. I think that's a wonderful thing, candidly. I think we should send a very clear message that if you are a scientist from Russia or from North Korea or from Iran and you're going to work on the nuclear program to develop a nuclear bomb from Iran, you are not safe. And if people say, well, you can't go out and assassinate people, well, tell that to Milwaukee. Okay? We've done it. We've done it for an American citizen.
I want to categorically deny any United States involvement in any kind of act of violence inside Iran.
The international community is driven by force, and the U.S. is influential everywhere. Nevertheless, we'll be pursuing these issues rigorously. Definitely, there are conscientious people out there who would wake up one day and give a positive answer to our demands.
Various entities are feeding off the political narrative surrounding Iran's nuclear program, from the media to weapons companies. It's a topic that has influenced global prices, is being used as a tool in elections, and even as an excuse for insurance companies that trade in and around Iran to push up prices. And certain groups that have also been fighting against the Iranian government for years have hooked their wagon up to this caravan.
Remember, this all started when we found them enriching uranium in an undeclared fashion. And it happened because somebody told on them. There was an Iranian group that brought forth the information.
A former United Nations weapons inspector in Iraq says Israel and the MKO are collaborating.
The question is, did that information, was it sourced by the MKO itself, or was the MKO used as a vehicle to provide this information to the public? There's reason to believe that in the case of the Natanz information, that this information was actually a product of a third agency, an outside party, Israel, which developed this intelligence, and then Israel used the MKO as the vehicle to spread this information because of the MKO's past record of having intelligence information relevant to the Islamic Republic.
Do you believe that the Israelis are working with the People's Mujahideen of Iran? Do you believe Israel is working with Iranian dissidents?
I would say this. Iran is highly alert to the possibility of Israelis infiltrating it with false identities, trying to kill people, sabotage the Iranian nuclear project. And therefore, it is very hard for Israelis to work in Iran. And it might, unlike the history of most of the history of Israeli intelligence, where these operations were conducted on a, quote, blue and white principle, which is the colors of the flags of Israel, meaning only Israeli citizens, only Jews participate in such an operation. Maybe in Iran, the case is different because Iran is a different territory and very hard to work in. When you got such a territory, you might think to recruit locals on your own people.
By its own admission, the West considers all the options to be on the table. Threats, sanctions, assassinations, and now the drums of war. Iran says Western think tanks are employing rather feeble strategies and are grossly mistaken in their calculations regarding Iran and the Iranian nation. Of course, the tactics being used against Iran can only succeed if the international community buys into all the hype and propaganda surrounding Iran.
You take a look at Iran and you realize that there's a number of patterns in place that are the exact replica of what had occurred with Iraq. I realized that the United States was playing the exact same game with Iran, manufacturing an artificial crisis over Iran's nuclear weapons program. And then you have a track record of the United States exaggerating a case of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and now you take a look at the case they're making with Iran, and you realize that the same pattern is at play, that the United States is manufacturing a false premise for confronting Iran. For what reason? Regime change.
Mind you, the international community did just that back in 2001 and 2003 when the West attacked Afghanistan and Iraq. It remains to be seen whether this time the nations ruled by these governments will pause and think whether the powers that be are acting soundly when it comes to Iran.